Rule 5. Stability is a dangerous illusion. Our reputation, the UBS report underlines, is our most valuable asset. Our reputation, the report makes clear, is ultimately defined by the actions and decisions we take every day. And to restore and safeguard our reputation, they launched a worldwide brand campaign saying, "We will not rest." Little was said about their 65,000 employees other than that there were 65,000 of them. No mention was made of flexibility or adaptability. Nothing was said about uncertainty, chaos, or luck. Not one word about the future and what was needed to adapt to demands and shape events. And that was a pity, because in September 2011, one employee lost $2.5 billion. At first, the CEO, Oswald Grubel, distanced himself from what happened. On the morning of 19 September 2011, he said, "If you ask me whether I feel guilt, then I would say no." But the fraud took place over 3 years, the same length of time as Grubel had been in charge. It was part of a pattern of irresponsible trading that had been criticized by the Swiss government, who had bailed it out in 2008, and by its main shareholder, the Singapore government, who had stayed loyal throughout its losses. Within a week of that rejection of guilt came the CEO's resignation. The chairman, Caspar Villiger, said that Oswald Grubel wanted to assume responsibility, but it felt a lot like the complete opposite. The bank announced that it would be shrinking its investment banking division so it could permanently reduce its risks. Many shareholders had argued for exactly those changes since the bailouts, but it took the fraud to convince UBS that it had no choice but to adapt to circumstance. The stability at the top of the company seems to have convinced UBS that it could avoid adapting despite what appeared like overwhelming evidence that such changes were necessary. It survived more than $50 billion in toxic debts, but did so with strategies more about confidence-boosting denial than situation-transcending adaptation. Grubel came from retirement to try to save UBS before retiring again via resignation. Back in 2009, Grubel's predecessor, CEO Marcel Rohner, resigned just a few days after speaking of the need to restore trust, profitability, and stability. At the time, he argued that the deep institutional experience of UBS would help them restore confidence in the future. Unfortunately, it was exactly those deep embedded institutional habits that got them into difficulty, and those same habits that did not allow them to think their way out of those difficulties. You can't escape bad habits by thinking in old ways.